morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
It doesn't matter what it is. It could be your children. It could be they're in jail. It could be they're on drugs. It could be you. It could be whatever. Do you know? It could be a sickness. It could be anything. You don't need to worry. But you see, hearing this is bringing some faith to you. Now, what about the people that don't hear this and they get the problem? They're in trouble. Like I said, this man that I know. Amen? With that boy's lunch, he not only managed to feed, and it mentioned in the Bible. How would you like to be called in the Bible? Well, you are. God's watching. And we're still writing.
Yes.
We're still in the book of Acts. We're still making way here. All of us. We are still writing the Bible, folks. Amen? Not only did he feed all those people through his lunch, but do you know he took food home, 12 baskets full. Hey, Ma, I've got to sort it out for the rest of the year. Yeah. Yes, think about that. Amen? What about the woman that was in the midst of a drought, the worst drought that they had seen, and they were dying, and Elijah comes to her, the one who actually called for the drought, comes to her and says, lady, what you got? You know what she says? I've got a little bottle of oil, and I've got a little bit of flour. We're inadequate. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to make a cake. My boy and myself are going to eat it. Then we're going to die. Any of you in that position? No. Right? And you know what Elijah does? He says, tell you what, make for me first a piece of cake. And she did it. I wonder how many of us return to God totally. She did it. And do you know that for 3 years, while the drought was still there, they lived off that little bit of oil and little bit of flour for 3 years. Elijah, the widow woman, and the son. For 3 years. Inadequate. God turns inadequacy into victory when you turn to him. Can you say amen? All right. Hey, Samson, you got 1,000 Philistines surrounding you. They all got shields, swords, helmets, decked out. What you got? You're inadequate. How are you going to handle this deal? Are you kidding me? A donkey's part of his jaw? And you got 1,000 Philistine trained army in front of you? And you telling me you got this? You're inadequate. You haven't got what it takes. And with that jawbone, he killed 1,000. You don't think it's a big deal. Listen, this is not, this is real. This is not a story. This happened. I don't care how many of these wise people in the world tell you it's just a story. It's real. Let me tell you what's just a story. I'm going there this week to Disney. That's just a story. Mickey does not speak. And let me tell you what, if he did, I'd shoot him. That's make-believe. This is not. And we get kind of confused in the world. We don't realize this happened. Samson killed, or do you not believe it? Moses and Noah didn't really float in an ark. I mean, I could go on for hours about these guys. Do you understand? He actually killed 1,000 people with a bone. Are you kidding me? A jawbone on top of, wasn't even the skull, which is the hardest part of the body. Me, I'd want a long leg of a big giant or something. Boom, play some golf and baseball. And I'd be like the Giants, tie the game, tie the series. Any of you follow baseball? I thought I'd sound important. I know that they tied the series. I know who's going to win, though. I can tell you who's going to win. I can tell you. When the last pitch is thrown, I'll tell you who won. And I'm not losing. I've never lost a Super Bowl or a World Series yet. Because I just changed from the team that's losing to the team that wins. Because God said He always causes me to win in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to lose. So I don't, listen, it's only a game. It's only a goodness game. Goodness. Some people go crazy for a game. They're throwing a little ball for goodness, hitting it with a piece of word. Oh, you changed. You went from the Giants to the Saints. Yep, I did, but I won. I've never lost a Super Bowl, a golf game, nothing. And if you think that's cheating, then I cheat. It's okay to be happy in church. All right? Okay. Let me just quickly go through this. He says to King Jehoshaphat, you've got armies surrounding you, tons of them. Tons of them. This is for you guys there. You got tons of enemies coming to attack you. What have you got, Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat? I've got a couple of singers and a worship team. Yeah, well, you're inadequate. What are you going to do with them? They're going to go in front. In front of what? The army. Yeah? What are they going to do? They're going to sing. We're in war. We're not going to a concert.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
Can you imagine if President Barack Obama came here and he came to our worship team and said, Miss Molly, I want you to go with us to Iraq. We want to take ISIS down. Can you sing that song, Our God is greater, Our God is stronger, God you are... Well, that's what it amounts to. Think about it. That's what it amounts to. And Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, sent, according to the instructions of God, remember, God takes the foolish things, the base things, the weak things, right? And he gets him to walk in front of the armies to the enemy, which are five times more than they had, and defeats them without raising a weapon. It defies logic. And some of your situations, you might think, well, logically, there's nothing we can do. Well, that's good. Give it to God, because when you're weak, he's strong. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? All right, just one or two more. What about the woman? Her children now are being sold into slavery. Her husband died. He was a businessman, but he makes many loans. He owes like $10 million. He dies. She's got no money to pay it off. She's left in debt. And the creditors come and they say, right, we're taking all of your family, your children, everyone, and you're going to become slaves for us. What does she do? She turns to God, a man of God. She goes and says, he says, what's the matter? So she tells him. And he says, well, what have you got? Who's got a bottle of water? What have you got? She says, I got me that oil. That's what it amounted to. And he says, and she's thinking, I've got $10 million debt, and this is what I got. What did he say to her? He said, listen, God's going to take the weak thing of the world, the base things of the world, the things that are not even thought of. Go to all your neighbors and borrow, not just a few, but borrow as much as you can, jars. I mean, think, it defies logic. God, don't think of God logically. Don't try to hear God up here. Don't try to work God out. Let God be God and you be who you are. And so she gets all these jars, and he comes to them, and he says, okay, give me that little cruise. And he goes, now these are all 50-gallon jugs, right? And she glug, 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 glug. Woo, look at that. It's still there. Glug, 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 glug. Woo, look, it's still there. Glug, 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 glug. Oh, my goodness. Glug, 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 glug. Woo, we got 500,000. Glug, 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 glug. And by the time she gets here, I've paid it off and there's a whole lot left over. Glug, 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 glug. And gets here. Glug, glug, glug. She's got 20 million by now. And the thing empties out because there's no more over here. And he says to her, take this, pay your creditors off, release and free your children, and live in retirement for the rest of your life. God can take your mess and bless it. Say, God can bless my mess. Amen. All right, very quickly, and here we go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what do you have? You're inadequate. They're throwing you into this fire. You've got a flame suit or something. No, we've got trust and belief. They had nothing but faith and God. And they came out delivered. Daniel, are you alive? Did your Lord save you? What did you do? I rested in God. I'm from Africa. And there's my friend from Africa. We've seen real lions. Have you been to the Kruger Park? You've seen a lion. We've seen lions. They are way worse than what you think. Lion, what do they call it? Country safari down here. Those are tame. You can get out and pet them. Now, I'm not advising any of you to do that, okay? Don't do it. But I've seen lions in the wild killing, taking down wildebeest, which is twice the size of... I've seen these things, their claws, their teeth. I've seen them. You can't imagine the strength and the power of a lion. Now, when a lion's hungry, he'll eat his buddy. And these things are vicious. And they would starve those animals and throw David in there. You think that rest in the Lord? He had nothing. He was inadequate. Yet, he came out victorious and his enemies were thrown in. They were torn apart, the Bible says, before they hit the ground. Lions are vicious. We see it as just a story in a book. It's not just a story in a book. Disney World is just a story. This is real. Amen. And Gideon's small army of 300 men. God says, you got too many. They were adequate almost. At that stage, God says, no, get rid of. Now you've got 300, you come against 20,000. Okay, now God, take them down. Why? Because God's going to take the weak things of the world. And Daniel goes and defeats them. Amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Paul, what's going on with you? You're sending your apron around. What's that? Yeah, but it's healing thousands. An apron. Inadequate. I've got nothing. I've got no money. An apron. Peter, what you got? My shadow. Let me just overshadow some sick people and they'll become healed because the Holy Ghost is with me. And all the people are coming and his shadow. You don't need anything big. You don't need any nuclear tip missile. You don't need fortunes. You don't need the education. You don't need anything. All you need is God. And when you got God, you can overcome absolutely any situation. Any giant that you're facing in your life is taken care of. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Hebrews 11:32. Just look at this. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and also of David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. Through faith. Not armies. Not money. Through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. All people that were inadequate, that didn't have anything going for them according to the world, look what they did. What about you? Whatever you're facing today, it makes no difference the size of the giant looming up before you. Just found one pebble called Jesus. And you'll take that giant down. Every time, hurrah. And pick up a few extra ones. So that when other things come against you, you take them down too.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.